The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, 22 November 2019, the 56th year of JFK getting his stuff blown apart in Dallas, Texas. And we're still waiting for the closed files on that one. Remember me saying the other day, folks, this show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get when you open it up. Well, today I've got Jane Eden on me, with me. We're going to be talking about, oh, what these wonderful people are doing to our school children. This is going to flat blow you away. Jane, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I called you up this afternoon just to get a heads up on what's going on, and about 15 minutes later, you're just letting it rip, and I'm going, wait a minute, you need to come on the air, because there's stuff that you're telling me that I did not know. And I simply asked the opening question, how's this stuff going with getting this stuff out of our schools? And then you just ripped. I went, I got to get you back on the air.
Yeah, I'm the state president of Idaho Eagle Forum, and I was on your program back in, I think it was the 12th of June, explaining how the National Education Association was trying to create gender-inclusive schools throughout our country, K through 12. And that the NEA was having their commemorative Stonewall uprising in Texas when the teachers were having their representative assembly, and they were supporting, of course, the LGBTQ students. But my topic today is, I was telling you that the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, has surveys that they send out to all the schools, and if you want to know what your kids are being taught, get a hold of your Department of Education and ask for the health school profile surveys results for 2018, and you will find, like I did for Idaho, that the children are being taught sexual orientation. Let's see, for grade 6, 31% of the schools are teaching sexual orientation, and for the same grade, gender identity is in 72.3% of the schools. For grades 9th to 12th, sexual orientation is in 50.6% of the schools, and gender identity, actually it says gender roles, gender identity, and gender expression is in 91.5% of the schools. So I contacted my Idaho Department of Education, and I asked them if they would send me the content standards for health education for Idaho, which they did, and I found out that gender identity and sexual orientation are not state standards. So I contacted the Idaho Department of Ed and asked them to give me a printout of the schools that are teaching in the 6th to 8th grade gender identity and sexual orientation, and 9th to 12th grade, the schools that are teaching that. And they let me know that the Center for Disease Control paid them to send the school districts these surveys, and then the school districts, the teacher fills them out, and then they give them back to their administrators. They go to the school, Department of Education, and then they send them to a group called WestAt that is contracted with the Center for Disease Control, and they compile the whole results of the profile. And so the Idaho Department of Education had no idea what the children are being taught, and they have no records. I got a letter. They said they did not photocopy or look at any of the results. And I asked them if they could, I talked to different ones from the Idaho Department of Ed about them teaching this, because it's not a state standard, content standard. And they said that the school districts can teach whatever they want to the kids. They approve the curriculum. Of course, the school districts don't know this is being taught. The state legislators don't know this is being taught. The Idaho Department of Ed has no idea it's being taught, and the parents have no idea it's being taught. The only ones that have any idea are the teachers.
Now, Jane, let me stop you here. Now, where did these teachers get the idea that they can just start setting up their own curriculum, start teaching whatever they want, however they want, without it being approved curriculum from the school boards themselves? Because what's happening here, you have an administrative services handling all this and basically doing an end run against the school board and parents themselves.
Well, they're supposed to have some kind of a committee that looks to put together the curriculum. In your school district, of course, your school board should be aware of it, but I found out in our school district we don't even have a parent on that committee. And I would be concerned about them placing parents on there anyway, because they could place whatever parent and friend they wanted on that committee. But my concern is that how in the world would you get 91.5% of the schools in Idaho in 9th to 12th grade teaching gender identity? There's no way that this just happened through every school board, because our school board wasn't even aware of it.
Well, and you know, as I said to you earlier, Jane, you know, we're being told that the brash lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, I don't know where they're at on the alphabet here. Why don't we just give them the whole alphabet and just have done with it? But you know, this is a point of pride. We've even named that the gay parade in San Francisco. Oh, it's the Gay Pride Parade, of which they will never show any footage of, because most people would be revulsed by it. But in San Francisco, this has become an institution, and to the point where people are actually in view of everybody, man, woman, and child. Some of these enterprising people think it's a good idea to perform live sexual acts on a float while they're going down a damn street. Now, you know, Jane, all things being equal, if all of this stuff was put out in front of the American people going, okay, this is what these people are doing, this has all been compartmentalized, and we have a compliant news media to anything that they want to do, you and I are left in the dark. We've got to find out through other channels, then we've got to run the gamut of, oh, you're just conspiracy theorists, you're just anti-government, you're hateful, you're this, you're that, or the other. Oh, poppycock. They're flipping the system and we're catching them, but here's the question. If they're so damn proud of this, why are they being so so underhanded about this?
Well, according to what I found out when I was doing this research on creating gender-inclusive schools, with the groups that are working with that are GLSEN and the Human Rights Campaign and genderspectrum.org, working with the teachers, I found that they don't. This isn't a middle school problem. They want every child, and they said K through 12. They want even the preschool. Their curriculum is even telling the little children they might not be a boy or girl. And so this thing is a whole takeover. I have a video of the Creating Gender Inclusive Schools. And Joel Baum, he works with the genderspectrum.org. They go to the school district and they get your teachers, your school board, and everybody on board to change your schools to be gender inclusive, which means the children are no longer addressed as boys and girls. They change the curriculum, the books in the library. They form great gay straight alliances. Your whole school district policy changes. Of course, the teachers are working the school districts over because that's part of this gender-inclusive school study guide. And then you change the bathrooms and to gender-neutral, and your whole policy changes. Now, Joel Baum said, the reason that we do this is so that these little children do not grow up to be bullies. So you just tell them, you just give them a spectrum. You let them find themselves where they're at in the spectrum by what they like and feel. And then they all accept this. So the little child might like to be a girl one day and a boy another. It's all what you feel and what you think. Has nothing to do with reality.
No, it does not.
And this is what they're doing to the children.
And this, Jane, this is not. They have a word for this. This is what it's called as role playing. Okay, you know, the child one day wants to think of itself as being a girl, and like you said, maybe next week, okay, I'm a little tired of this. I don't really. Okay, I'll be a boy next week, or I might be gender neutral. I'm neither a boy nor a girl. Look. That is not the purview of the public education system. They got their foot in the door with trying to teach kids that, the way this started out is abstinence is the best policy. But just in case, you know, you got to be aware of prophylactics and things of this nature. Well, it's always been the purview, whether it's done badly or not, from the parents trying to teach their kids about sex and all things under that umbrella. It has never really been the purview of the public school system, nor should it have been. And I can't express, Jane, how absolutely livid I am that these people are so proud of what they're doing, they had to do this by stealth. One hand purposely has been kept from letting the other hand know what's going on.
Well, there's a real concerted effort that's behind this, and it is not just the teachers, and that's what I wanted to explain to people today. Mm-hmm. And it started with my study of this Stonewall Uprising commemorative 50th anniversary that the National Education Association went to in Texas, and some of the key players on the Stonewall Day of Action, that would have been Wednesday, July 9th, was Equality Texas. It was in Houston, Texas. Equality Texas, Human Rights Campaign, GLSEN, Stonewall National Museum and Archives, Gender Spectrum, National Black Justice Coalition. I wondered what the Stonewall National Museum and Archives was. So I found out that they're out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and they have the Stonewall National Museum and Archives, and they have been working since 2013 to bring all the, as many school districts, principals, teachers, building administrators from all over the United States to come together to create gender LGBTQ inclusive curriculum and the LGBTQ student safety. So they're in their plans, they started having symposiums and seminars, and they were inviting people from all over to come to this so that they could work out a strategy for taking over our schools. In 2018, they had the Stonewall National Education Project hosted the Gender and Sexuality Center. They were hosted by the Gender and Sexuality Center at the University of Texas at Austin, and on their list there is the National Education Association, Gender Spectrum, GLSEN. They had a whole bunch of people on there, but they represented. But some of the things that they talked about in there, the parents were not aware of. Gender Spectrum talked about gender inclusive schools, gender inclusive reproductive health and puberty education, queering up sex education. I mean, this thing is just mind-boggling. The last one that they had was a symposium in 2019, the LGBTQ youth. It was March 3 through 6, 2019, hosted by the Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton, Florida. And a lot of the people that came there. Let me find this for you because I found this very interesting. And is the more you get into this, the more you see what's going on in our schools. The Stonewall National Education Project annual symposium will talks about the all the schools, more than 150 school district leaders, federal and state agencies, non-for-profit organizations, university offices, including large metropolitan areas such as New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Boston, Houston, Philadelphia, Seattle, Portland, San Diego, Washington, D.C., state parts of state departments of education from Michigan, Massachusetts, Washington, North Carolina, Rhode Island. This one was a real kicker here. Federal agencies and not-for-profit organizations have included the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Center for Disease Control, Division of Adolescence and Health Education, the American Psychological Association, Human Rights Campaign. Gender Spectrum's also mentioned in here, and I didn't mention them all. But when you get into what they talked about at these meetings and what their plans were to tell the schools that we are, you know, the kids are committing suicide and they're bullies and we've got to do this, we've got to bring this in, we've got to have all these, we've got to have the gay-straight alliances, we've got to have all the human and health services, we've got to give these children everything, we've got to do testing on them and all this for HIV and all these other diseases. It's really interesting because when you get on the Center for Disease Control, wouldn't you think they would be worried about protecting the children and controlling and preventing disease? No. They got their lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender health, LGBT youth, and they're saying most lesbians, gays, bisexual, LGBT youth are happy and thrive during their adolescent years.
Really?
I mean, this, you start looking at it, it says, however, the LGBT youth are more likely than heterosexual peers to experience negative health and life outcomes. But then you look and talk about where they're talking about the, getting the, what the schools can do. The schools can not have bullying programs and all this stuff, which I don't, I'm not talking about bullying anybody. I don't, I'm not against any of these gay kids. But I can see where they're going. They are they are laying the groundwork for everything that we've been talking about, gay-straight alliances, teaching gender identity and sexual orientation and all this garbage. One way they're saying there's disease. The other, they're promoting it. So what I'm seeing in these surveys is they're seeing how well they're doing. That's all this survey is. The Center for Disease Control, Health and Human Services are part of this problem.
Well, okay, you just mentioned something, Jane, that I'll take issue with you, that you don't have anything against these homosexual children.
Well, you can't do anything about what they do.
No.
But when they push this on everybody, there's a problem.
That was going to be my next point. First of all, they're teaching this curriculum, teaching these children, oh, it's okay to be gay or lesbian or neither or neither. But here's the problem. The rest of the school and the attitude that the other children might look at this and go, geez, this is an aberration. This is not how it's supposed to be. They're muzzling them to allow this to mushroom and grow. There's my problem.
What they're doing is they're exposing all these little children so they will be like this.
Yes.
This is indoctrination.
That's exactly what it's programming. It's exactly what
it
is.
So I sent you the Center for Disease Control's new health school profile, a questionnaire for school principals and for school teachers. And it's very interesting, some of the questions that they're asking for the school principals. Does your school have a student-led club that aims to create safe and welcoming and accepting school environment for all youth, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity? These clubs sometimes are called gay-straight alliances or gender and sexuality alliances. If you go through this survey, you'll see a lot of things that the parents have no clue that they're teaching their children about where to get condoms and where, I mean, they are into all kinds of stuff and telling the children limit their sex partners.
Jane, can you hear that bumper? We got to take a break. Okay, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back talking with Jane Eden today. She is the president of the Eagle Forum out there in Idaho. By the way, the last time you were on the program and you said it was June? Man.
I think it was June 12th.
Wow. How time flies. It just seemed like it was about a month ago. At any rate, when we were on the program together, I had asked you about the Eagle Forum, and do we have all the presidents of all the states in place? And you said no. There was a lot of states out there that had no Eagle Forum. They had no president. The organization was there at one time. It's still kind of there, but they don't have presidents running stuff. Has that improved at all?
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything. But, you know, I took a break there, like, what, 6 years or 7 years. So I was doing this from 2004 to 2012, and then I took a break, and I got reinstated in June of this year. So there's been a lot of changes, I'm sure. I don't know if people just moved on in life. I have no idea.
Well,
but I think about half of the states do not have Eagle Forum presidents.
Now, this is a real problem because the Eagle Forum would specifically deal with issues such as this, and a lot of parents out there, parents with children, would pay attention. The information, there'd be email lists, and the information would flow. This distresses me more, probably just as much as what these teachers are doing, taking it upon themselves to be all-inclusive and teach our wonderful children all the different options that they have. The problem I'm having is we have let down, we've let ourselves down by not having the organizations out there to disseminate the information. That is distressing to me.
Well, I can tell you, I have been very encouraged because for so long I have seen people do nothing. But with all the problems that we have in this country right now, I'm seeing Christians, non-Christians, I mean conservative, even those that are liberal, trying to take a stand against what's happening. We've got networks throughout the state, throughout the country now, that have taken the lead. There's a group called Mass Resistance. They're in most of the states, and it sounds kind of rough calling it that, but they are a watchdog group. The Intercessors for America, they network all over the state and all over the country, and they're letting people know what's going on. So there's a lot of groups that have come forward. Family Research Council, the Eagle Forum is still out there, of course. A lot of my emails, mine are sent out nationwide, but I'm seeing more active people than I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, and okay, that's secondarily okay, but the primary is the Eagle Forum. They weren't having that problem when the Grand Dame ran the Eagle Forum. She passed away. There was some stuff with her children. They were trying to get her out of there. Help me here, Jane. I forget her name. Phyllis Schlafly.
Phyllis Schlafly.
Yeah. And she ran a pretty tight ship, and the information would go out. I don't know exactly what happened with her family, but they were pretty much saying that she's old and infirm and she needs to be moved out of the way. And the kids, evidently, aren't doing a good job with the Eagle Forum because we got half the states that have no organizations anymore in their states. And from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, the Eagle Forum at one time was in all 50 states.
I think it was when I was doing it, probably in the earlier years I was doing it. But my position now is, because I was working with Phil, I was working for Phyllis, and I represented the Eagle Forum, but she's the one that hired me when I first started doing this, and she passed away, of course, while I was taking a break between doing this, so a lot of things happened, which I really don't try to ever get into. It's kind of too bad, but I'm not involved in any of that. Her daughter, Ann Schlafly, Corey is a wonderful lady, and she is she's the chairman of the board for Eagle Forum in Illinois. And Uni Smith, she was an Eagle Forum. I think she was the Eagle Forum leader in Alabama, and now she's moved in as the president, and she's a very wonderful Christian lady. And I get on these meetings that they have monthly, and a lot of them are doing such wonderful work, but I'm not going to ever say anything about what they're doing or what they're not doing because they're doing the best they can. It's just we're just not hitting it nationwide like we did. I know there's people that are Eagle Forum members in different states that do get all their alerts and they do get their things that they send out. But
No, and Jane, don't misunderstand me. I didn't go into the BuzzFeed section of the show here that I want you to say something bad about the family that's taken over.
Oh no, I'm just saying I represented Phyllis when I was hired, and I'm doing my job just as if she was still there. I'm still doing it for her and for her cause. So whatever I do, I'm doing it in the same capacity I was before. And I am very active, where a lot of people might not be, but I have always been, and that's why I went back in this.
All righty. Let's take this bottom of the hour break here. We'll entertain some calls. You have specific questions for our guest today about this. I've run out of adjectives of what they're doing to our children. Let's just say it this way. Ain't none of it any good. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. I've got to take a little time to think things over.
Okay, we are back. Talking to Jane Eden, president of Eagle Forum out in Idaho. And Jane, you and I were talking earlier today, and you were telling me that you've got the ear of a couple of state legislators out there in Idaho. And I'm thinking about this, and you're talking to me, and I'm going, wait a minute, this has got to be stopped. And my little brain's going 1,000 miles an hour. And it dawned on me, a good way to stop this, because in Idaho, in your backyard, the school boards don't know what's going on. Other organizations connected with the school don't know what's going on. The parents don't know what's going on. And it seems that there's an administrative component to this. They certainly know what's going on because they're getting this entrenched and in place in the schools. And I thought about this, and I thought, what is the best way to expose this? Because they're not going to cover any of this. Even Fox News, the supposedly conservative news service, are not saying anything about this because they themselves have gone, they've fallen for the trap that if you talk against any curriculum like this, well, then you must be anti-homosexual. You must be some kind of madman or a madwoman that you'd go against something like that. This is literally the attitude that they're starting to adopt. They're apologists for this. But I'm thinking about this, Jane. I'm going, well, there's got to be a way. Then it dawned on me. Now, just as police officers, when they fall out of policy with their police department and they're doing egregious things to people on the streets, they're liable, excuse me, for civil suit. And I have seen cases that the acts committed by the police were so over the top, people sued them and basically cleaned them out. They took their home, their furniture, their underwear, they took everything. And what it does, it kind of puts a chill factor out there for anybody else that thinks that they want to act as lord over everybody and do whatever they damn well please. Why isn't these teachers, because as you stated, there is a very small minority of these teachers, and they're involved in the sex education. Now, that's a very small group. Cannot these people be sued individually by the parents in a civil proceeding in court?
I don't see why they couldn't.
And the fastest
because this is not a state standard, and that's, we have laws in place in Idaho that prohibit this type of thing. But the only thing is, the legislators have to be aware of it. I have one of the legislators.
But before you move on to the legislators, I'm not done with this suing the individual, because I'm going to tell you what this is going to do. Bad news travels fast. Good news, not so fast. But once the other teachers of other schools find out that people have woken up and they're taking direct action over the unsanctioned actions of these teachers, I'll tell you what it's going to do. It's going to put a chilling effect on this. It's going to slow it down until we can have some time to catch up. Because, and I'll say this again, folks, I'll say this again, that we're being told is I don't even know what to call us anymore, because we're the old guard. We're not the progressive thinking people, and there's people out there that we're being insensitive to. Well, they're growing them like mushrooms in the damn dark, and they're growing more and more of them. But looking at this situation and going, okay, what is the best way to stop this in its tracks? And I would say, if you have more well-to-do parents out there in Oregon that have a little bit of time on their hands and they want to see this stop, they're just as angry as I am or you are about this, then let's start jerking these people unsanctioned. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Let's start dragging them into court, exposing this. I don't know if we can find any good courts out in Oregon. That's another situation.
I'm in Idaho.
Idaho. probably Iowa's the same way. So, you know, at any rate, how would you know? Because it's probably not a president of the Eagle Forum in Iowa. But at any rate, you see my point here. And I told you, going to the state legislators, okay, that's fine. But we're seeing a lot of what the state legislature, just take a look at California. We got good legislators out there, but do they have any power? No, they don't. They don't. So I think it behooves us to take a direct action against these people.
Well, in California, the Teachers Association works directly with human rights, GLSEN and Gender Spectrum, and they help to get the laws changed in California. So all the children have to be taught this, even in preschool. So the good teachers are forced to teach this if they want to continue on with their teaching. But the state legislators there did agree to it. It's the law.
Yeah, I know.
They have to teach this.
Yeah, and what we just talked about, okay, this is more about teaching the straight kids not to show or... how should I put this? Not to show their displeasure with the other school children that are going to their school.
Join in.
Pardon?
But to join in with them.
Well, not even necessarily join in, but here's this tolerance that's being taught. And if you go against it, you're some kind of bully. You're some kind of, I'm trying to find the right word, that you're some kind of anti-person. You know, you hate lesbians and you hate gays. You know, I don't know what to say to that, except if it is not stopped and it is not sanctioned And this is actually sanctioning it in the schools if you're preventing the other kids from saying anything about that or expressing their own thoughts about it.
That's right.
So we're going to see other... Now, picture this for a second, Jane. Okay, what you just described about California, I knew that. You know, this is why I brought this up. You know, that's great. In Idaho, you got a couple of state legislators. That's fine. But who else is in there? And while we're doing this, what other states are moving in the same direction as California is? And once this gets entrenched, it's going... Good luck trying to uproot it and throw it out.
Right, and we're at that point right now that it has to be stopped or it is going to be too late. I have a legislator that I'm in contact with, and she's been working a long time behind the scenes to try to find out what they're teaching in sex education and anything like this type of thing. And then I come along and I found it on the Idaho Department of Education website, the results of this survey, and it told everything they're teaching in the schools. So this has opened them up to now we've got a problem. We'd have no legislative oversight. It doesn't make any difference if you have laws if you don't have any legislative oversight. So they're going to have fun with this one because the teachers are doing this undercover.
And in the meantime,
and it's the health education teachers.
And in the meantime, more of our children are being ground to dust, and that is unacceptable. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, John. Thanks for bringing this subject to our attention again. It's something we all got to jump on, but I am thinking along the same lines as you. Here's where I'm coming from. It seems to me all school administrators and teachers sign contracts that contain morals clauses, and we see stories all the time about teachers with inappropriate relationships with students.
Mm-hmm.
They get fired,
mm-hmm.
or they get jailed. They get brought up on charges.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if they shared any pornographic material with a child, they're probably subject to the same violations, too. So it seems to me that any teacher or administrator signing off on this LGBT curriculum without parental input is violating their contract. So a lawsuit is one good idea. I also think if parents suspect this kind of stuff happening and they have proof, they should file criminal complaints and let the school board and or the local authorities prosecute these people.
I see a lot of merit in what you're saying here, Wayne, and I think you're exactly right. And the one thing you just pointed out about teachers having sex with their students, I want you people just to do an experiment here. And you can even use Google or any other search engine out there, popular search engine. Go ahead and punch that in, students, you know, sex, students, teachers, whatever, however you want to word it, and take a look at the stories that are popping up. You know, you can't have it both ways. If you've got a teacher in there that's teaching that anything with sex goes at no matter what age, well, what do you think that's indicating to the teachers? And you're seeing more of these teachers having sex with our children, sometimes in school.
I agree.
Wayne and Jane, this has gotten so far out of hand. That's why I'm saying to put a chill to this. And Jane, I think Wayne has something here. There's a moral clause in their contract. They're doing this that they're not sanctioned by the state or the school boards themselves. I think there is a good cause, a good case in standing to go to court and go after these people.
I think you're right. I think it's come to that now.
It should have started there.
The only thing they're going to listen to.
It should have started there. Now it's gone so far that some of the stuff out there is irretrievable. It cannot be turned back. But the chilling effect into other school systems, we got 50 states, folks. We still have 50. You might not have all the Eagle Forum presidents, you know, in all of those 50 states. But we still have ourselves, and we can still take direct action. We're really lousy, Jane, at organizing and going against something. Now, the Eagle Forum is perfectly suited for this, but yet I find out half the organization's not even active. Oh, come on.
I think parents should learn how to file criminal complaints. They could probably go down to their local authorities and say, If I suspect something with a teacher and or administrator with these children, how do I go about filing a criminal complaint? And by rights, they should give us all the information they need. You know, I know I would be doing it in New York Minute. You know, my kids are out of school, but if it were my case, in my case, I would definitely do
it. Okay, your kids are out of school. How old are your kids?
Oh, late 20s, early 30s. So they have children, grandchildren.
Because you don't have children or in the home anymore, you'd be fighting for their children.
Absolutely. One thing, too, John.
Yeah.
This Alex Newman you had on a few weeks ago, his Freedom Project Media is covering this in depth also. That's a real good resource for folks to get boned up on some of this information coming out.
He's right here in Idaho in the Boise area, and we're going to do a follow-up after he's gone. He's doing a seminar right now.
Now, and one of our talk show hosts, Steve Elkins, he lives down in Florida, and last week Alex Newman was in Orlando, and he went and saw his talk. And I'm telling you, these talks should be at least pumped into all the schools, telling the students and the teachers what exactly is going on here. But that might be a little hard to organize. But yeah, Alex Newman has been doing a bang up job on this, and he is passionate about it.
I would say if the Eagle Forum has any real legal, strong legal representation or advisors, they'd be the logical source to go to so that something could be put in print, like step one, step two, step three, at least give parents some ammunition to go after some of this nonsense.
Well, Jane, let me ask you a question. Do you have any friendly attorneys out there in Idaho that you could possibly seek some advice to see if these teachers can be sued individually?
I don't.
Well, is there somebody in Idaho?
There are people I can talk to.
Okay, great.
But I don't personally know any of them. You know, they're not somebody I would just call up and...
No. I got you. No, that's not what I'm suggesting, Jane. I'm talking about friendly attorneys, not just a name in a book.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do still live in a friendly state, John.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, if you say so, you're living there, not me.
Yeah, you can have a gun without a permit in Idaho.
Okay,
you're 18 and don't have a criminal record.
Okay, well.
And that's concealed, too.
All right. Wayne, anything?
We're still friendly out here in Idaho.
Okay, Wayne, anything else for Jane?
Just one other thing. I would have folks research this Equality Act. A lot of this stuff is coming out of the Equality Act, pushed by, the main culprit here, Nancy Pelosi. And in this Equality Act, folks had better understand, if down the road their child wants to change genders, there's a very good chance that their kids will be yanked out of the home if they put up a fuss.
That's
because
right.
Now, these gender clinics out there that are helping assist us along. So you can see how the schools will be feeding into these clinics and on and on.
And Wayne, it has never been challenged, but whose children are these anyhow? We have the legal responsibility of raising our children to the age of 18. After that, they can pretty much start to contract and do as they damn well please, unless you have some strings attached like, hey, I'm paying your tuition, or hey, I'm paying to put food in your stomach and a roof over your head because you're still living at home. But, yeah.
You know what? Another thing is health and welfare. Don't forget them. They're involved, and they pay for some of these sex changes through their medical
programs,
Center for Disease Control, Planned Parenthood, they're all in cahoots, and they all have a hand in this.
You know,
this is a big picture.
It is, and at the age of seven, what are you in? Let me see. You might be five in kindergarten, six in first grade. Okay, so we're talking first or second grade. We got seven-year-olds that are determining what sex they want to be when they're not even done growing yet.
In Idaho, we've got the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare that wants to let minors change their birth certificates based on a little note they got from a health professional that they're a different gender. They don't even have to have a sex change. And our governor's in on it. So there's lots of stuff going on. And you got to watch these agencies and these at the state and federal level that have plans. It's not all the teachers, and they're helping to bring this stuff into our state.
All right, we're coming up on a break here. Wayne, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm in agreement with him. I think, I think we should be going after these people individually. Put a chill out there. You enjoy perverting children so much? Well, how would you like not having a teaching job anymore? Then what are you going to do? You're going to be the one wearing the rubber raincoat hanging out by the school playground to get your giddy ha-has? Excuse me for saying this, Jane. I think a lot of these people that get into this stuff are twisted themselves, and they become the purveyors of this wonderful movement of confusing the hell out of our children. It's bad enough trying to grow up as it is. But to have this being shepherded by adults, and especially teachers, people that we were told that we can trust.
They said that 40% of the people that get transgendered commit suicide later.
What's the percentage?
40%.
Wow. And they keep pushing it. Oh, there's something wholesome and healthy. Okay, we got to take this break. I'll take John from Michigan after the break, and we'll do that right after this.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think that it's all right. Break down, take down. You busted. Shake down, break down.
All right, we are back. One more call here in this hour. John from Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John. And your guest, I really, my heart goes out to her. I've been involved with this education issue since the 90s here in Michigan. Michigan, Oregon, and Pennsylvania were the pilot states for introducing this garbage to our school systems. And Now, too, we're dealing with 40-year-olds that are parents that went through the system. They think everything is pretty much normal, the way that our children are being introduced to all these concepts. But I was talking to John just about a woman named Charlotte Iserby. Are you familiar with Charlotte?
Jane?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm a friend of Charlotte's.
Oh,
Charlotte
oh, good.
Iserby, so she used to work for the U.S. Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, because my brother just spoke with her, and he interviewed her many times in the 90s, and she's mm-hmm. ready to come out and give some more information, too, on the air. And I was just letting John know that she'd probably be more than happy to come on his show to reinforce everything that you're discussing with me, more information possibly on how to solve some things.
Well, I'll tell you what, all the information and all the people that we can garner, we've got to pull into this situation because it is rapidly getting out of hand, rapidly. And what's happening, and John, what's happening here, again, at what point do we say that it's okay for them to trash more minds? How many more days, weeks, months, and years are they going to have to work on our children in the public schools before we can actually put a halt to this? That's what bothers
it's been
me.
It's been devastating, and I feel that this is you've read deeply into Agenda 21 and now Agenda 2130, what their plans are for the children. It's pretty much following this route right now, and they don't have any reason to stop because they've sort of compromised every community with their infiltration of their sorts, and it's. But I don't give up because I changed a lot of things in this town. I homeschooled my children after we realized what they were doing, and it's not always possible. But the school should. They're getting money to educate, and they're not, and that's criminal. And they're doing psychological damage to these children. And that's one legal avenue that you could probably get them on is psychologically. And I think Jed Brown, he's passed now, but he was a pioneer in this information. He calls it abuse.
It is. It's child. It's child. It's mental abuse. It's child abuse. I don't know if you can use the term bullying here, but they certainly are bullying the straight kids that may not be comfortable with this, and they're basically setting up a free venue for them to keep growing this stuff, and it's got to stop.
They're also training the children to come up against the straight kids and say that those children are showing signs of hate or hate speech, even the kids within their own schools.
Yeah, there's the problem, yeah. All right, John, thank you.
Testing. Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, end of hour. Jane's got to go.
Yep, I gotta go.
She's gotta go. All right, thanks, John. and Jane, thank you. And keep me on your email. I mean, I don't need to be inundated. I just need to be updated. If you send out a compilation of stuff that you should be watching for, I'd be happy to be on your email list.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, John.
Well, no, Jane, thank you, because you're on the battle lines out there. You need help and support.
Well, thank you.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We must take America back. We must take
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.